We have spoken a great deal about the physical improvements afforded our country by Taiwan. The roads, the bridges, the airport in Yunnan Island, the vegetable market in Kingston, which Sir James had dubbed the People's Palace, the immense contribution to the Argyle International Airport. But among the more profound manifestations of our very strong links of solidarity is the people-to-people links. For generations to come, the farmers across this country would speak of Taiwan's contribution to our farming. They do not always get it right. They don't pretend to be perfect.
Where I can in my retirement, I still do what I can to keep the name of St. Vincent on the map with the contacts that we have developed. But I want to go one step further and tell you Vincentians who are interested in the nature of our relationship with China and how it should develop, what's in it, I want to recommend to you 4 books to read. When China Rules the World. Second, Why the West Rules for Now. Added to that, Henry Kissinger's book on China. And the last and the fourth book I recommend is The Fourth Revolution. We are a small country. We have to understand where we are, keep expanding our knowledge so that we can be a proper partner of those who are more powerful than us.